How did turkey and ham get to be the official meats of the holidays? We investigate on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom27.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 27.com. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom27.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 28th. It is the 362nd day of the year, and Denzel Washington has a birthday. You might have wondered, as we have, why some foods like turkey and ham are standard holiday fare. Before the modern era, there were certainly practical reasons. Turkeys were tastiest in the fall as their hormones shifted in the cooling weather and they fattened up. Meat preservation was easier in the winter, so hogs were commonly butchered in the fall. After curing for several months, hams were ready by Easter. But with modern food preservation techniques, there's no reason we can't enjoy both year-round. Habits are hard to break, though. It may be a while before they replace hot dogs and potato salad in July. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.